This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Reading a statement from the High Commissioner, Zayd Raad Al Hussein, spokeswoman Liz Throssell said the United Nations Office for Human Rights warned that civilians in Syria's southwestern Deraa province may be trapped in a siege situation like eastern Ghouta.
So now another supposed de-escalation zone risks becoming the scene of large-scale civilian casualties. This madness must end.
Throssell said the Human Rights Office had reports that some government-run checkpoints were charging people several hundred dollars to pass through. The UN's migration and refugee agencies are praising a European Union deal about taking in migrants from across the Mediterranean region, while cautioning that deals need to be specified and pointing out that the involvement of the African Union is indispensable. VOA's Pernell Murdoch reports.
Charlie Yaxley, a spokesman for the UN Refugee Agency, said it was still awaiting the legal analysis of the summit's outcome, but would welcome greater collaboration on asylum. He noted that recently, for the fifth consecutive year, the grim milestone of 1,000 migrant deaths in the Mediterranean was crossed. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Ken Isaacs, the U.S. nominee to lead the United Nations Migration Agency, was knocked out of the race Friday after coming in third behind Portugal's Antonio Vitorino and Costa Rica's Laura Thompson in a secret ballot among members in Geneva. Isaacs, the vice president of the U.S. evangelical charity Samaritan's Purse, had caused controversy after being forced to apologize for tweets and social media posts in which he disparaged Muslims. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis met Japanese Foreign Minister Toru Kono in Tokyo Friday at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Kono spoke about North Korea.
The international community need to keep the Security Council resolution known until they actually take concrete steps towards CVID.
Mattis also reaffirmed the United States' alliance with Japan. At least three rescuers searching for 12 schoolboys and their soccer coach missing in a flooded cave in northern Thailand have suffered minor injuries from electrical lines being fed into the caverns to power lights and pumps. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The search in northern Thailand for the 12 boys and their soccer coach entered its sixth day Friday. International rescue teams are assisting the Thai Army, Navy, and police in a search operation that has been hampered by heavy rain. Police had begun dropping survival packages through a shaft drilled in the mountainside on Friday, not knowing if anyone was there to receive them. The 20 packages were filled with water, food, medicine, flashlights, and a note addressed to the missing team. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The deadly attack on a Maryland newspaper comes amid months of verbal and online attacks on reporters by U.S. President Donald Trump and others. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's one of the president's favorite phrases when talking about the news media.
Fake news.
Earlier this week in South Carolina, he went further.
The enemy of the people, I call him.
Sometimes amending it to enemy of the state. He tweeted thoughts and prayers to yesterday's victims, but ignored reporters asking him to comment. Asked if the White House worries about the impact of his anti-media rhetoric, spokeswoman Lindsay Walters said violence has no place.
Violence is never tolerated in any form, no matter whom it is against.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
European leaders have agreed to extend their sanctions against Russia for its 2014 annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. The EU leaders said in a statement Friday the sanctions have been extended for 6 months. The United States, meanwhile, is also holding to sanctions against Russia for its 2014 annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. The European Union issued a stark assessment of the gridlock Brexit talks on Friday, saying there's been no substantial progress on the key issue of the Irish border and advising EU nations to ramp up their preparations for the possibility that Britain could crash out of the bloc without a deal. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application so you can take the stories with you any time of day. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA, all the hits.